T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo, 929, the game. Back at it on the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you on this Friday evening. 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Feel free to leave us a comment there. Don't forget the radio.com app. Make sure you got that downloaded so you can catch us on the go. Social media, 929 on the game. You can reach myself. It's at JMCH316. If you missed our interview with Jillian Sakovitz, we'll replay that at 940 for you here this evening. Lots to get into here now. We got Dylan in tonight for Jarvis. So far, so good. He's made it 41 minutes and hasn't screwed anything up, so I haven't had to yell at him yet. All right. I tease. As we get closer, we keep inching and inching and inching. You got to crawl for that inch, as Al Pacino said in Any Given Sunday. Inching closer to the start of the Major League Baseball season. So the two main wins projection analytics machines, or I don't know what they are. They're like some kind of robotic thing that, you know, scares me. And, you know my theory is that anytime you start to get these kinds of things involved, what ends up happening is Will Smith has to come in and shoot everything up and blow it up and get us back to normal. So if you remember a while back, we looked at the Zips projection from FanGraphs. That's kind of one of the top ones. That's kind of what most people kind of go to when they look at simulators and such. Now, they're putting out their win total. So first off, based upon strength of schedule going into this season, based off of last year's records, the Braves come in with the 13th toughest schedule in Major League Baseball from a winning percentage. Now, to be fair, the win percentage from strength of schedule win percentage of teams last year is .501, okay? The Nationals are right behind them at .500. The Royals, Red Sox come in at .499, and the Diamondbacks are ahead of them at .503. So, you know, there's barely percentage points between, you know, moving up a spot or two, moving back a couple of spots, you know. So, by and large, you've got about 5 teams that all have the same type of strength of schedule around them. So, you know, the record of the teams that the Braves are playing, you know, they were basically, you know, average out to being .500 last year. You've got the Nationals, of course, who won the World Series. You've got the Yankees, of course. But, you know, you've also got Baltimore, you know, Toronto. You know, the funny part is Tampa was, what, 91 wins or something like that last year? They were a 90-plus win team themselves last year. So you've got some teams that played well last year. You got some teams that weren't very good last year. Toronto, the Marlins, the Red Sox, the Orioles. So we've broken down the schedule from that standpoint. But from a strength of schedule, the Braves come in 13th. Now, projections by division. So the Zips projections have the Atlanta Braves and the Washington Nationals tied at 34-26 with the Braves having a 48.8% chance to make the playoffs. The Nationals come in at a 49.9% chance to win the playoffs. The Nationals have a 5% chance to win the World Series. The Braves have a 4.9% chance to win the World Series. So, just since February, I was trying to pull this up. The Braves, since February, have had a 23.7% drop in playoff percentage change. So if you take the playoff slash championship changes since February, okay, they've had a drop of 23.7% as far as making the playoffs and a 1.3% chance of making or winning the World Series. So the White Sox and Diamondbacks and Rangers have moved up the highest for making the playoffs, while the only teams lower than the Braves have been the Dodgers, Astros, and Yankees, as far as percentage of percent chance of change in all of that. Now, that 34-26 record, based upon what they have here, would put the Braves and the Nationals with the second-best record in the National League. They have the Dodgers at 38-22 winning their division. They have the Cubs at 32-28 winning their division. They have the Padres at 32-28, 6 games back of the Dodgers, with the Mets winning 31, the Brewers, Cardinals winning 31, the Reds winning 31, and the Diamondbacks finishing an even 500 with 30 wins out there. So they have the Braves with the second best overall record in the National League, tied with Washington, but still tied for the second best record. So, look, we've said before that there's nothing about the Braves that say that they shouldn't be, you know, 1, 2, 3 as far as the best teams in the National League. If you said to me, hey, the Dodgers are the best team in the National League and the Braves are number two, okay. No argument here. You'd shut me up pretty quickly if you said that, which, as we all know, not easy to do, not easy to pull off, but I absolutely would be like, okay, let's go. Come on, Snit. Come on, Rhino. Let's go. So they come in at number two in their win total on the fan graphs and the zips. The other one that is out there is from Baseball Prospectus. That's the other big one, right? They do the Pocota standings, okay? Here's what they have for the National League. This one not so cheery and rosy. How about this? The Washington Nationals, they have at 32.8 and 27.2. So for purposes of our discussion, rather than going through decimal point, okay, because, I mean, I get there's Sims and all that kind of stuff, we're going to round the numbers. Remember rounding? If it's 5 and above, we go up. If it's 4 and below, we go down, okay? They have the Nationals at 33 and 27. They have the Mets at 32 and 28. They have the Braves at 30 and 30. The Braves, let's see, how many teams? They got 1, 2, 3, 4 teams minimum that have more wins projected than the Braves, with the Braves, you know, within percentage, you know, decimal points of having about 4 or 5 more teams that have a better record or a similar record to what they do. This is very interesting. Percent chance to win the division. They have 13.7% chance to win the wild card, 18.5% chance. To be in the playoffs, 32.2%, and playoff percentage, adjusted percentage, at 22.8%. Wow. That is a low number. So in the Baseball Prospectus standings, they have the Braves third in their division. Now, I'm going to say it like this, okay? Because I don't care about pandemics and all that from the standpoint of if everybody's playing under the same rules and guidelines, then and you're better, go out and be better, okay? If the Braves finish 30 and 30 and finish in third, that really stinks, and that's a disaster. The Braves are too talented to be just a 500 team, given the fact that they're going to have a September where you got a bunch of games against the Marlins, you got a bunch of games against the Orioles, you got a bunch of games against the Red Sox. Okay, I don't know if Tampa's going to be any great shakes. You know, the thing about Tampa is, you know, they're really good one year, not so good the next. Really good, then really bad. And really good, really. You know, they're the ultimate Dow Jones team. You know, when Joe Madden was there and they had that run where they got to the World Series, now, okay, they were a pretty viable franchise. But they're up and down and all over the board. So I don't know if I trust them. I don't know. The Yankees, of course, that'll be a good team, but that's, you know, an American League team. I ain't worried about them. Obviously, the Nationals come off as the World Series champion in all of this. They, of course, are the defending champs, which sucks. That really sucks. But still, you know, the last 2 years, the Nationals haven't been able to be better during the Braves during the regular season. So I still believe that the Braves should be looked at as the division favorites in this. And listen, if you want to say, hey, you know, to be the man, you got to beat the man. Okay, to lose the to lose the spot of not winning the division, you got to beat them and show them. So these two formulas come out to where one has them at 34, one has them at 30. If we even that out, that makes them 32. That would put them at 32 and 28. Is that a very good record? If the Braves were 32 and 28 after 60 games, what would you say about that? Because that would put them, what, in, you know, they'd be probably, what, mid-80s of wins? If you extrapolate that out over a 162-game season, right? If you say that, if you take the average, we could do the math here. If we take the average and see what that is, so 32 divided by 60 equals 0.53 times 162 would mean that the Braves in a full season, their average number of wins would be 86.4. So it'd be 86 wins. So that puts them at what? 86 and 70. What is that? What's the math on that, Dylan? 77? 86 and 77? Would that be looked at as a success for the Braves if they were 86 and 77 in a full season? I wouldn't be for me. Wouldn't be for me. Now, I thought the Braves would take a step back last year, not win the division, but be a wild card team. I was wrong. They were the division champs, and they did get into the playoffs for it. So with that, because of the nucleus that they have and the best young player in baseball and all the things that we've talked about over and over again, yeah, 32 and 28 would be a disappointment. You know, I think that they should be more of that 34, 35, 36. I'm not saying the Braves have to go 50 and 10 over a 60-game stretch, but there's no reason to think that they shouldn't be a, you know, 35, 36 win type of team. Why can't they be 35 and 25, 10 games above 500? They have the talent, they have the schedule to do something like that. And let's face it, last year, every time the Nationals had a chance to show they were better, or the Mets had a chance, or who am I missing? The Mets, the Nationals, the Phillies. You know, every time they had a chance to, you know, flex their muscle and be big balls Willie for it all, they couldn't do it against Atlanta. They couldn't do it. You know, they had little blips here. The Phillies win to start the season, you know, three straight. But after that, they didn't do nothing against the Braves all year. And because the Braves were so good in the division, that's what really has led them to, you know, their division title last couple of years, that they've been the team that's been really good in the division. We kind of broke all those numbers down about, you know, how they perform in division or versus the National League, you know, versus the American League, you know. They've been good in their division. They've taken care of the teams that they've had to take care of when it's been crunch time and when they've needed to get it done. So, yeah, I would say 32 and 28, yeah, that would be a disappointment. That would not be a successful season in my mind. If it wins the division, hey, great. That means some other teams probably didn't play so well because they've got some bad teams. Listen, they've got the Marlins, what, 10 times or something like that, right? They're playing 20 games against the AL East, 40 games against their division. So you get the Marlins 10 times. I mean, shouldn't you be like 8-2 minimum against the Marlins? Shouldn't you, I don't know, they get 3 or 4 games against the Orioles? Shouldn't you be, you know, or 6 games maybe against the Orioles, I guess, whatever it is? I mean, shouldn't you be like 4-2, 5-1? All right, I mean, if you're only 4 games above 500 and you got the Orioles and the Marlins where you're, you know, 10 games above 500, hell, you perform pretty lousy against some of the other teams. And it's not like he got 10 against the Dodgers and, you know, 10 against the Astros and all that. You know, you got very beatable teams in all of this. So we'll see, but that's the two main, you know, graphs that put it out there. So 32 and 28 for the Braves, one a division winner, one a third place finish. Yeah, not so good. All right, when we get back, National League managers have weighed in on this idea because we're going to get the DH this year in the National League. Is it gone forever, and what did they have to say? We'll talk about that next. It is the John Chuckwood Show. Hanging out Friday evening, about to watch some SmackDown. Sports Radio 910 The Game and on your radio.com app.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.